Hi! Thanks for checking out the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Ferator the Tinkerer ventured alone into the Desert of Seeds. He sensed dangers all around and even witnessed a strange ghostly wolf-like creature wandering across his path, oozing smoky tendrils in its trail. He then got caught up in a fight between two eagles, one of whom appeared to be a potential new friend. So Roger gets thrown to the ground and takes a hefty amount of damage in the process. He's not looking good to you.
I'm not feeling good. We're not the good buddies.
And we're down to round four.
Another five.
Okay, it's the exact same order as last time. Roger, Ferator, Streak. Streak threw Roger off of him, and so Roger is going to get up, and he's not going to attack. He's going to aid Ferator. So there is an aid another action, which basically means he gives up his turn in the initiative and tries to help you. Let's see, he has to flip, and if he flips a heart, he's a big help. If he flips a diamond, he's a little help. If he flips a club, he's no help at all. And if he flips a spade, he's a hindrance.
Oh, heart.
Oh, it's a club, so it's no help at all. But he forfeited his turn to just come closer to you.
Going off the help situation, can Fabrator jump with his cloak onto the face of Streak, so he's blinding him?
Okay.
So not so much doing a damaging attack, but more of hindering him from being able to do anything the next round over.
Yeah, I like that.
So nine of diamonds.
Okay, were you trying to do diamonds?
I would assume it's a spade more than a diamond.
Oh, yeah, it's more...
He's being quick as opposed to... It's a smart move, but it's a quick action.
Okay, quick action. Nine of diamonds plus... What's your total score?
9, 10 spades plus cloak would be 1, so 15. No, 14.
14. Okay, he gets a 13 to try and avoid that. So you successfully jump onto his face and blind him with your cloak. And in the process, he just flails around confused and just stubs his toe. So what I'll do now is, because he's blinded, I'll give him just a -4 to the next thing he tries to do.
I'm not here! I'm not here at all. Don't try and eat your face. It's okay.
Streak just like, he swings his head back and forward and your cloak goes with him. It's like he's trying to shake the cloak off of his face. He's getting very erratic and clearly annoyed by what's going on.
I'm not annoying.
He's just going to lunge forward blindly at you, taking a -4 to his action. So he gets a total of 9 to lunge at you.
I'm trying to work out what move I'd be using to... Because I wouldn't be trying to move out of the way, because I'd be hanging on. Be more of a club, wouldn't it, for strength? Haha, 9 of clubs! So, 9 plus 4 clubs, 13.
Okay, so that is... that's actually enough, just enough, to end the fight with Streak.
Aha!
So, you want to describe to me how that happens?
I would assume he's trying to spin his head around in circles, trying to knock me off, and then at some point I spin from sitting above his head to underneath him, so I'm hanging on to the bottom part of it, and so he sort of bends down to peck me, and at that last moment I let go and he just sort of knocks himself out in the ground.
Nice, I like it. So, all like Pokemon anime style, his eyes just go into swirls and then he goes and falls down. And Roger, who is not looking good at all, sort of like gets onto his feet and hobbles over to you. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know who you are or what you're doing in the middle of the desert, but I'm glad you're here.
I'm going to the mountains.
Oh, to Mount Darkleaf.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's important. The voice tells me everything. It's important. Hi, I'm Ferator.
Oh, hey Ferator. I'm Roger. And he holds out a wing, like a gesture.
I'll take it and sort of attempt to shake it and probably pull a feather off my accent.
You're kind of a weird dude, but I like the way you fight.
I like me as well.
I don't know what's happening with my brothers. The eagles, they've been going insane lately.
That one? Points
yeah, straight. Well, he's one of them. I think I'm the only one who hasn't. Yeah, and you would obviously remember that the reason that you skipped out of your own town early is because an eagle attacked the town as well.
How far south are you though?
I mean, we used to, the eagles, we used to patrol everywhere. But then, like...
As far as Prickleton?
Yeah, we used to, but, I mean, when everybody started going a little insane, we... the patrolling sort of stopped and everyone just went on their own way and started...
Because it was a crazy eagle that was down there. I don't like it. It's one of the reasons why I left when I left.
Everybody's scared of us now. We used to be guardians, but we don't guard anything anymore.
Can you guard me?
Although, and he sort of gestures to his own, like, bedraggled state and says, I think I need you to guard me.
Oh. He'll wander over and attempt to place his coat over him, almost like you do to sort of victims from like house fires when you're keeping them warm. Yeah. But the coat is very clearly too small.
Yeah.
And comically just kind of sits in part of his wing.
Yeah, your coat is like the size of his beak.
And he just pats it. There.
I don't know how protective I could be, but I could certainly help you get to Mount Darkleaf. I mean, it's... Are you trying to get to the bottom or the top or something? Because that's a big climb.
The voice never told me. Just got to get there. Could be the top, could be the bottom. Especially the others. Maybe they're on the bottom or maybe they're on the top. Can we do both?
I'd be happy to give you a ride after we have a bit of a rest.
Sure. He turns over to offer his boat and goes, oh, I was gonna for water, but... My boat is broken.
Oh, don't worry about it. I can find water. It's easy.
Oh, goody.
There's not a lot of day left, but I mean, I can take you with me to find some water closer to the mountain.
Okay, sounds like a plan. He wanders back to his boat and starts rummaging through what survived being crushed by an eagle.
Yeah, everything survived. You just didn't have access to it at the time, under duress.
I'll carry these items back over to him. This isn't going to be too heavy, right?
Oh, no, not at all. I can't fly far today, but I imagine tomorrow I could do get you all the way to the mountain.
Ah, genius! Saves the 6-leg walking.
Yeah.
He climbs onto his back.
Yeah. Cool. So he takes you for a little bit of a flight, just like a few minutes before you spot like a puddle, like an oasis sort of thing. Stop, refill, and then fly a little bit further. And then he finds it like a good place to rest.
Build a campfire out of the makeshift bit of boat that I've got left.
Yeah. During the night... That ghostly smoky wolf sort of passes by the other direction, this time from east to west, and it just sort of walks past you again like it did before.
Doesn't notice us directly, seeming we're not hiding at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to. It just walks like it's going in a straight line past you.
Can I kind of walk with it as it seems to move on almost parallel with it, but not too close, just to see if I can see it do anything else?
Okay, yeah, certainly. So you follow alongside it, but after like a few minutes, it goes from being semi-solid to like less and less solid, and then it just fades into like smoke.
Bye, Ghost Wolf! Turns around and wanders back to our campsite.
Hey, where did you go just...
Did you see the Ghost Wolf?
No? Ghost? What?
He was over there, and he wandered over there.
Roger sort of like... cranes his neck to look in that direction you pointed and goes,
okay, dude. I don't know.
Well, he was there, but he's not there anymore. He's a ghost.
Right, okay.
He's on a mission.
Well,
he didn't want to
okay,
talk.
Well, so are we, so get a good night's sleep.
What's that? Oh, yeah, sleep, right. I know what that is. And he proceeds to walking around in circles a couple of times to sort of build up a little bit of a hole. And it, sort of like a dog does when it digs itself a hole and just sits down and just goes... And just sits there. And then eventually he just falls asleep because he's not actively doing anything.
I love the visual of a praying mantis acting like a puppy. Trying to find a comfortable bed. Brilliant. Yeah, and then...
He's in the middle of seeds everywhere. You've got to move them aside. You don't want to just randomly land on a
true
seed.
And in the morning, after an uneventful night, Roger just offers to take you to the mountain. He feels a lot more rested and a lot better condition. And I mean, and you climb on his back and he just soars at breakneck speeds over the seeds and eventually reaches the bottom of the mountain. And you sort of, you get this feeling in your head. It's not so much a voice, like not verbal instruction, more like an idea, sort of like someone else is thinking for you, and it just tells you, it sort of shows you a flashes a picture of a forest that's clearly on like a summit or a plateau that's not at ground level. It just for a second, this flash of a forest.
Did you see that, Mr. Garb?
I didn't see anything, dude. Like,
no, no, we gotta go up. We saw it. I saw it. I know what I saw. We saw that. We should go up.
Okay, man. I mean, I'll...
You totally saw it, right? I know.
Yeah. Make a heart flip.
I got an ace of hearts, and I have a heart of two.
Okay, so that's a total score of 3. with a bit...
I can't come up with any reason why boying or praying would be used for soul.
So, yeah. He goes, oh, wow, okay, so ghost wolf, and now you're seeing a forest or something.
It's very important that we go this way.
Okay, man. Like, I get it. You're on an important mission. Like, I'm on one too.
I'm on a mission from God.
I've got... Oh, okay, dude. All right. You're one of those. That's okay. I've got to find out what's happening to my eagle kin, and you've got to find out this forest god wolf ghost thing. So... I'm going to drop you off at this when we find this forest, and then we're cool, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, no, totally. We're totally cool up here. It's not as hot as Essen.
Yeah, and he soars up. So he does this cool thing where he's flying at the mountain and then turns up at the last second. So the mountain vertical surface sort of becomes the ground.
The ground got close quick.
This ain't my first rodeo, if you know what I mean.
Nope.
What's a rodeo?
Something to do with horses. It's probably not very cool.
And then, yeah, after flying up for a few minutes, you find a plateau that has a very dark, dense, like quite scary looking forest that matches what you just saw a flash in your brain.
He's going to proceed to doing like a little kid does when they see something in a shop and starts pulling at his feet. There. Sort of trying to drag him in that direction.
Okay, I'm just going to do a spade flip to see how well Roger, like, does a quick turnabout maneuver.
I'm excited.
Okay, it's a 12. It's fine. He gets your drift and he soars down very gracefully and then can lands on this plateau on the outskirts of this big forest and deposits you and just says, is this where you need to go?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, man.
And proceeds to pull out one of his mandible things to shake.
Yeah, he puts out his wing and shakes it and says, good luck with the god wolf ghost forest thing. I hope you don't...
The ghost wolf of the desert.
I hope you don't die.
So do I. So do you. So do we.
I'm going to try and find out what's going on with the eagles. And if I come back here and I find you, like, that'll be cool. But good luck.
I'll call you if you'll come by. I'll say hi.
All right, man.
And I'll scream from over here. I'll be like, I'm over here. We talked before.
All right, yeah, I got to go. Eagle Home's quite a long way away, but, you know, best of luck, man. And he just...
Do you want some of the leftover rations? He sort of rummages through some of the rations that haven't fallen off from the ride up.
Yeah, as you're doing that, he like flaps his wings to take off, and it blows all the rations like all over like the ground near you. And he looks back and goes, sorry.
It's okay. 5 second roll. And proceeds to start trying to pick up the rations quickly.
And I think that's where we can end it. So Ferator has reached his destination.
Huzzah!
Or at least what he knows to be his temporary destination.
It's a destination.
Yeah, you were told to wait for the heroes, but you fled, and you still made it where you needed to go anyway, but you don't have the receptacle, and you don't have the spec.
Can I proceed, now that I've ended up here, just taking bits of trees and things from the surrounding and just slowly building a makeshift sort of hutch?
Yes.
Until I have an idea of where I'm supposed to go next.
Yes, I love that. Like, this is your new home for the time being. That is fantastic.
So that whole makeshift hut of basically being sticks and then, like, a palm tree leaves. You don't know where they came from. There's just palm tree leaves all over this thing.
Yeah, I'd say there's, like, fern fronds and stuff. So the last flip of the game, make a diamond flip to see how good or how not good this house is.
I got a 2 of hearts.
Okay. Plus you...
I'm going to go with accidental genius to that as okay. Well. So that'd be 4 plus diamonds is 10.
Okay, so you get it. So it's okay. It's not as good as it could have been with, like, more prep and more planning, but it stands. Yeah, the material that you used to stick all the elements together is like a tree sap that doesn't set. So, like, every surface inside your hut is sticky.
Just try and stick things on the wall. I'm making up things to, like, hang on a wall and then walk away and then come back again, and my new makeshift shelf has just become a flooring.
Go to Kmart, buy some photo frames to stick on the wall.
Eventually you buy enough of them, they just become the wall. That's how the whole place has been holding itself together. It's not because you just put it all well together, it's because they keep sliding down and just sort of piling up on themselves.
It's photos of your friends and loved ones.
It's myself from different angles.
But that's it. That's the game of Suited.
Huzzah!
Yeah, you played that really well. That was... You brought some awesome flavor to Ferator. Like, I loved all the little ideas that you came up with. Like, you used the fact that he's a smart guy a lot, which was really cool. You didn't just go, yeah, he's smart, but I'll just try and fight stuff instead.
There's two giant eagles. The first thing you do is like, right, are they going to fight each other or are they going to talk to each other?
Yeah.
And one of them talked to me, therefore he's friendly.
Oh, yeah.
The smart thing to do is to talk to the one that isn't talking.
He comes back and eats you.
Ah, but I'm hiding in a hut now.
he gets stuck to the hut.
And they just see an eagle flying around who's got, like, this helmet on. It's like, where did you get that from?
Kmart.
I found it.
Thank you, man. That was really awesome. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was fun after we got it going.
Yeah. So what we can do, if you're up for it, if Jeff and Simon ever reach Ferator's position, we'll get you back on to join the story.
More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited and play it for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a proud member of the Podicon Go Network, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone.
I can still hear Zoran ask.
Dice Tower Theater's Dawn of Dragons, a unique narrated audio drama based around a basement tabletop role-playing game. Shells, 6 children grow up in the dawning epicenter of a new war. 2 brothers, Benedict the Pious and Careful, and Zane the Carefree, are joined by their younger cousin, Cordelia, the blacksmith and seamstress's daughter, their friends, Zoran the son of the local justice, and Sophie, the abandoned sister of a young and beautiful sword for hire, accompany them on this journey. Sword, sorcery, and adventure await to engage the listener along the way in our 20 minutes or less episodes. We hope you enjoy Dice Tower Theater's Dawn of Dragons, a proud member of the family-friendly Podicon Go Network.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking.